Number 25, revenue camping and visitation report. Al, are you going to do that one? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Rowling, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. Every month, we give the commission a little update on several metrics that we measure in the state park system, three main categories being the revenue that we collect through park entrance license and camping fees, and then the number of camping units that we see in the campgrounds, which is the number of campers times the number of nights that we stay in the campgrounds, and then also the visitation numbers, which are calculated by traffic counters, and then apply a multiplier towards the average number of people that are in a car to come up with an estimate of how many actual people are visiting our state parks every year. So this month's update is in page 43, I believe, of your booklet there. Due to the early nature of this commission meeting, we're kind of we pulled those data a little bit early, so it's not a full month in there, but it was pretty close. We're able to get these reports fairly quickly. Yesterday it probably was an option. But anyway, they're pretty accurate in terms of what the month of August was telling us and some of the numbers we're seeing. But August is typically our third busiest month in the state park system, followed by July, which is obviously number one, and June, and in August we start to see things kind of tail off. But last August was a very busy August with the COVID and the limited number of activities and opportunities and things that were out there. So we saw really busy August last year, and this year was very good as well. We saw a very good August, but some of the numbers we're seeing for this year are lower than last year, so not totally unexpected. Three main factors usually factor into kind of what can affect the numbers in August. And fishing around the state, there's some good fishing. There's some areas that maybe wasn't quite as good. The heat was probably a factor in some areas, especially when it came to day use visitation and things like that. And then people getting back to activities and school starting earlier and things like that. Those are kind of factors that kind of affect us when we look at some of the August numbers. But in the first page there is our revenue that we collect, and some pluses, some minuses, but overall this August was 12% behind last and revenue collected. As Scott kind of mentioned yesterday with the Sturgis rally, that was up about 7%, 7-8% that we saw there. I think there are some, starting to see some tailing off on the park entrance license sales and also the camping sales there. But for the year, we were still 10% above last year for the year-to-date revenue being collected. So looking good, and we do track on a weekly basis kind of what we're seeing coming for parking or camping reservations for the rest of the year, and things are looking pretty similar to the one we did last year. On the next page is the camping report there. Total year to date, we're still up 4%, but again, down 6% for the month of August. Typically, 20% of our camping units for the whole year come for the month of August, and year to date, all the camping units through August tallies about 83% of the camping units that we see throughout the course of the entire year. So about 17% of the camping left to happen here, but again, even though we were down overall, I mean, there's a lot of places that were up. And I think a lot of that has to do with fishing and maybe do with some naturalist and programming activities that have started up again. Good Earth has having a great year. The lower Lake Francis Cape, the North Point Randall Creek areas are significantly above last year. But you go up Lake Francis Cape, St. Creek, that one's down a little bit. Again, maybe a result of fishing and some of the heat activities going on there. But again, it was a strong year in camping, and looking forward to the rest of the year there. And once we get through Labor Day, which will be full for Labor Day again, as we usually are. Then the shoulder season begins, and the weather at all is favorable. The shoulder seasons are very popular times as well. And the visitation report, as far as the number of actual people that visit our state parks, that one didn't make the booklet because we do have our park managers. They do go out and actually have to read those traffic counters at the end of every month, so that one didn't quite make the book. But I did Because of the staff, I thought we were able to pull together those numbers. And right now, for August, we're down 7% in visitation, but year to date, we're still up 2%. There's a lot of variables, a lot of parks that were higher than last year and few that were lower. But overall, August was lower. But I think the heat and some of those other things stuff played into some of that. But overall, it was a good summer. And like I say, Labor Day weekend, next weekend, and it's going to be another big one. And from there on, I'd say the shoulder season begins, and by no means is that a full time. Our season does not end after Labor Day, but things are a little bit slower, but our staff is, a lot of the seasonal staff that we had on, a lot of those folks have gone back to school or otherwise, but it's still a busy time to keep those parks open and operating, but we're open year-round, and we're looking forward to seeing what the numbers at the end of the year tell us, and go from there. Anyway, glad to entertain any questions if anybody has them.
Thanks, Adam. Anybody have any questions?
Thank you.
Al, let me ask you one thing. Have you noticed or at least found any way to track whether or not, the border being closed between the United States and Canada has affected our fishing numbers? Or is there any of our surveys that ask people to identify if they normally would be going north of the border to fish and then now finding South Dakota as the new sweet spot?
I through our visitation and camping numbers, I don't know if we'll be able to glean some of that out of there. What's called a visitor origin survey this year, which one helps us adjust our multiplier that we use for our visitation numbers, and we typically try to do that because basically what it involves is having somebody at the gate observing a vehicle, observing the license plate, where they're coming from, and then they count the number of people that are in the car so that we can make sure that our multipliers are accurate for our visitation counts. But we do track that a little bit, so we might be able to track a little bit in terms of what some of that international vehicle travel might be into our state parks. But that's the thing about that a little bit is how we can maybe glean after that, and once that Canadian border is opened back up, that people would fish back here more